couple dozen people form a circle in folding chairs at the John Hanson Senior Hall. They're here to practice a song that Diane Benson wrote and gifted to the Petersburg tribe. The song is in Tlingit. The lyrics roughly translate to, "The door was open for us on Tlingit land. Let's gather together." The song is one of welcome, but Benson says it has a deeper meaning as well.
It's a reminder. It's a reminder that it's always been open to us, this world, this Tlingit world and way of being and thinking and enjoying and being community. That is open to us. All we have to do is go in and be who we are.
Many of the people practicing the song have never spoken these particular words in Tlingit before. That's because state and church policies created a multi-generational gap in languages and traditional ways of life. But Benson says that a lack of fluency doesn't indicate a lack of connection to Tlingit culture.
Just because you are not fluent in the language, or you feel like, well, we've lost these things. No, it's just in a different place and you're finding it again. You still have it in you. And when we sing and we hear and feel our ancestors.
When the twin-hulled canoe makes its way into Petersburg, it will arrive from the north. There will be bonfires at Hungry Point and along the Wrangell Narrows. Kids from the Johnson O'Malley Foundation will encircle the fires, drumming. Victoria Moore is one of those eagerly awaiting the Hokulea's arrival in Petersburg.
Knowing my ancestors have been on that point, welcoming where there's been negotiations and so on, our history. So it's wonderful to be a part of.
But she's also thankful for the moments here, practicing the welcome song.
I have my son, Alex, and Alex is autistic. And this has been an absolute joy for me to see how involved he wants to be, and he loves to sing and dance, and it's been a long time.
A movement towards language revitalization has been growing in Alaska since the early 2000s. Indigenous language classes are now available through the University of Alaska and taught online, in schools, even at public libraries and places of employment. Those efforts are helping to close the generational gap in cultural understanding. Many of those at the John Hanson Senior Hall are young people. Diane Benson says she was struck by how naturally they took to drumming and singing the words in Tlingit.
I was so inspired by their, the way they just dove right in and the way that they connected so quickly that it literally felt like ancestors being present.
Until the canoe reaches Petersburg's South Harbor, drummers and dancers of all ages will continue to practice. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.